At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast. I am here alone today. Unfortunately, my brother couldn't come in. Supposedly, he was too scared to come in. Chew, unfortunately, is battling in the offices in Edinburgh right now. Something about taking his terrain where he lives. Something about the swamps. And they don't allow him to peep and tom through other neighborhoods. But that's a whole different story. Tonight, tune in because we are about to rock the shit out of this fucking place tonight, all right? So hang in there, and let's start the show.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight up Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Who Podcast. Let's get into it.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Well, actually, we're a little early, and I don't care. We're early today. But the reason why, man, we got this great guest that's coming in today. You might have seen him a couple of months back last year, I believe. Maybe around October, or was it November? I'm not really sure. He came in and kicked the crap of one of the most favorite wrestlers known here in the valley. Well, his name's mentioned like Beetlejuice. Although, yes, I'm talking about Toxico. He came in and beat the living hell out of him. But enough with that, man. And hope he doesn't mind the stench that he left behind when he beat the... There's a lot of human feces on the wall, so that's what that smell is. But ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Rebel Rock, Sean Jones in the house!
What's going on, Chew? What's going on, man?
Can I literally say it's been a minute?
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, again, last time I was here, yeah, you're right. I beat the hell out of a Toxico. I mean, again, he was disrespecting me. He took something that really belonged to me.
Right.
So, I mean, I had to come in and destroy him a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
You
did mention that your brother wasn't here tonight.
Yeah, he was I told him that, hey, man, we're going to come in the podcast. I think Chew was not able to make it. He's taking care of some stuff. Can you come on in? He goes, who's your guest? I go, Sean. Wait, Sean. I go, Sean, dude, Sean Jones is coming in. Wait a minute, that same guy that came in and beat the crap out of the guy I don't no longer friends with, I don't associate with, I don't know where he lives, I don't know his number, I'm not even a big fan anymore. That guy, he goes, yeah. Yep. He goes, yeah, I'm going to pass on this one.
He didn't even get touched. I mean, come on. I mean, if he was here, yeah, I probably would have chopped him in the chest. But, I mean, hey, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I hear you. And of course, like I said, when you mention his name once, there's always the green bean that pops up. And by the way, congratulations, you guys. Put some respect on my best buddy now. This is coming from Martin, by the way.
That dork.
Congratulations to the
Martin's
new
dweeb.
To the new Double Dragon Tag Team Champions, if I'm mistaken.
You know, we'll talk about that a little bit later because, right. I mean, again, this is my show, right. not Martin's show,
right,
so
right.
We don't care about NOP. Gun Gang don't care about the NOP. They don't care about anybody else, but, well, you know, you guys can hold on to those titles because me, Austin, Felix, we're going to go ahead and take those from you guys.
See, and what we're talking about today is it's a Combat Cult episode. We're talking about Sean on the other side of the pond right now and things that are going for him. And just to give you a heads up, guys, I know I've been putting his number up for the last couple of days, Sean, and no one's called. So I don't expect anybody to call. We do have a live.
They're just chickens.
We got a live number where you can actually call and speak to Sean, say your comments and what so have you. So that's alive and running for you guys. Okay. But Sean, I mean, this is the first time I've had you on the Chew New Podcast. Yeah. Our live audience that watch and everything, people that are tuning in for the first time, don't really know you that well personally, can you take us a little trip on your background, where you grew up, you know, where sure, did you start off, and all that good you, stuff, man?
I'll give you just the basics.
Go for it, go for it.
Born and raised in La Feria, Texas. Went to school there, graduated 2012. I actually did professional wrestling in the early years, so around 2015. Then I kind of stopped around 2017 from okay. there. Then came back. I came back around the beginning of 2023. Then mm-hmm. I actually had my first match back in March of 2023.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, yeah. So I mean, it was one of those, you know, needed to take a mental break, wasn't it?
Right. Like,
around then, wrestling around here wasn't as
big as it is right now.
Not big, but more unhealthy in the ones.
Okay, all right.
So,
all right.
Like, of course, you got to take that mental break to come back. Okay. You know, come back, you know, more wiser, more sharp, more
right.
More energy of the passion for this business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no.
So, I'm growing up through the years, like we're talking about right now. What was the main point? I mean, what really got you into the wrestling, the genre of wrestling, man, what really grabbed your eye that you said, you know what, I want to do that one day?
I mean, again, watching wrestling with my dad, my parents. My dad was a big WCW fan, was okay. a big WWF fan from the Attitude Era, you know, right. Flipping channels back and forth.
There you go.
So, I mean, like, we would watch that, so it was always fun to do. You know, watching just a ridiculous match over on Nitro, then go back to like Stone Cold whipping somebody's ass. I mean, it's just
right.
the nostalgia of like, damn, I want to grow up and do that. Like,
right.
Like that. That's the energy, like the blood pumping. Like,
okay, the adrenaline.
The adrenaline, yes. Like, it's just something of that daredevilness.
Right.
That I just kind of crave.
Right.
So it's like, I was like that as a young kid, just growing up, older. I have an older brother.
He loved it as well. Ain't that the best, buddy?
It is. I mean, I'm the youngest out of four. So everything that they wanted to do, like the Rock Bottom, Stone Cold Stunner, Twist of Fate.
You took it.
Just took it. So, I mean, like, it is what it is.
Little brothers are the best.
Hey, is your brother your little brother?
He's my little brother. Yeah, little brother.
No wonder why. Yeah, no wonder why.
His little brothers are the best. Until you crack their nose, then, you know, we stop wrestling. Mm-hmm.
Bust a lip.
Well, you know, it's going to happen. That's a whole different story. I'll tell you off camera.
We'll talk about that off camera.
But so you're growing up in the ages of WCW, WWE, WWF at the time. Was there a certain wrestler that you kind of idolized? Like, bro, I want to be just like that guy.
Of course, basics. I mean, like the Hardys, Edge and Christian, Dudleys. Mm-hmm. I mean, around that time, growing up, a teenager, I was being 7, 8, ECW. I also went ahead and noticed ECW. So you had Raven, you had the Sandman, Sabu, Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
So like, there was so like, I'm so blessed to be growing up where it's in the middle. The old, which is the legends of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You come with the mids, which is, of course, like ECW coming up that style.
Right.
Then you have, which is like the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
You have like the pros, the guys that will actually give you that story.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, I mean, like just growing up around that time, just idolizing those type of guys. I mean, even Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
That's a big influence. Terry Funk is a big influence.
Yeah, man.
I mean, anything from old school Japan. I mean, you had the Stan Hansen, you had the Terry Gordon. I mean, like, you have all those guys that was like, they're scary, they're big. I mean, that was like, damn, that's wrestling.
Right. So, I mean, that's the cool part, I guess, growing up, you know, especially it's kind of a father-son moment. Sometimes it's a son and mother moment. It depends, you know.
Yeah, no,
you
know, I mean, my mom was, she was here and there. She's like, you guys are going to get hurt. And we're like, fuck it, right? I mean, we're going to get fucking hurt. Right? That's the whole point. I mean,
to
this day, she gets worried about me.
Right.
I mean, she sees me limping. I'm like, hey, it's the name of the game. This is my passion.
So, exactly.
I got to deal with it.
Now, take us back to a young Sean first coming into the ranks of wrestling. First workout, I mean, all that good stuff. How did you get your feet wet? What was the first thing you did?
So it was during October of 2015. 2015. I was going around Facebook at the time. Back then, it was just like Facebook wasn't that huge thing. Then I saw online that in McAllen downtown at Cine El Rey, they were going to have a show called Wrestling Revolution.
Right.
So I was like, holy shit, there's wrestling. Like,
right.
That blow my freaking mind. Right. The only, again, you have to understand, the only time that we had wrestling was Corpus in San Antonio.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the only time we had to go to a training school was San Antonio, Corpus.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing here. So knowing that there was a wrestling company here, that was awesome. So I went there. It was during the Hardcore Horror Show. How ironic, how funny.
Right.
at the time, it was, like I've already told the story, and I'm happy I'm good friends with him, is the time that I got to sit down and watch it was during one of my good friends, Coven. He was going against Jackal. Was another wrestler, a good buddy, a good talent as well.
Right.
He was going as the Demon Jackal.
Okay. So
it was kind of a hardcore style, and you know, mm-hmm. they're actually getting it in. I was like, damn, this is what I want to go to do. Like, this is something I want.
Right. Right.
After this, during the show, intermission, a couple of the guys, of course, they're at the bar because, you know, Cine El Rey had that bar there.
Mm-hmm.
So of course some guys were just drinking. I just asked, hey, how do you join? Like, what do we need to do? Like, what's going on?
Right.
And another good buddy named Jim Justice, he just looked at me. He's like, we need security. Can you show up next Friday?
You
can. We'll train you and everything.
Baby steps.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, no, like we'll be here next fucking Friday.
Right.
So he's like, all right, well, training's going to be Tuesday. Like, mm-hmm. show up. And I was like, it's going to be in Alton. So it was like all the way in Alton, Texas, at the flea market there.
Wow, there you go. There you go.
Yes. So it was called Luna's, if I'm not mistaken. I might get some heat over on the comments on that. let me see. Yeah, no, showed up one day to do the security. Good, like learn how to do the ring, how to set up the stage, how to put up the chairs, you know, because it was a style the way how like combat has been.
Right.
It was just that way of sitting and all that. From there, showed up Tuesday to do a training. The guys that were there, he was of course Jim and another good buddy of mine, Tony Strong. I mean, this guy, I think Tony was probably 18 at the time. I think he's still like 18 still. I mean, if you know Tony Strong, you know why he still looks 18.
He's immortal.
Yes, he is the immortal Tony Strong. Shout out to Tony. I mean, they took us to the first steps of bumping in the ring, how to do the back bumps, the front bumps, the flip bumps, hitting ropes. I mean, dude, right. I had a big line on my back for like a week or so.
Oh.
Because hitting those ropes to get adjusted to them was just so tough.
Yeah.
Of course, you create the callus and all that stuff.
I mean, exactly what Rayman said last week. Yeah,
same thing as Ray. I mean, I saw the podcast last week, Ray.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the callus and all that.
Right.
So, I mean, just going at it then soon enough, I think it was probably towards the end of the year or the next year going into 2016 where I was like, all right, you're having your first match in the Rumble. And we're like, oh shit,
here we go.
Let's fucking go. I mean, I got me tights. I got some cool tights. Got this other cool shit. Like everything was going good until the day of my debut.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and this is where I want to go. What was that like, man? What was running through your mind before you actually stepped into that ring?
So the day of my debut, of course, I mean, it's somehow it's an unwritten ritual or something like that. So when it comes to the debut, I was getting ready. I got my tights on. I was putting on my kick pads at the time and my shoes. Well, I do a stretch. I just basic stretch, like a squat.
Oh,
so
my hair is.
Oh. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me, bro.
No way.
I was like, you shitting.
Your tights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I start looking around, you know, grabbing my thighs and everything.
Right.
Then, sure enough, I have a hole right in the middle.
Yeah, I would take it as a new gimmick.
I'm like, no, it's like this shit ain't happening.
Swinging Shawn Johnson.
I mean, I just didn't know. I was freaking out at the time. I think at that time, being a rookie, I think in the locker room was Teddy Hart and some other guys. So it's like, oh shit.
Big shout out to Joseph Lee Cruz, man, saying Sean 100%. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So at that time, I just didn't know what to do. So I went to go ask Tony. Another shout out to Tony.
Yeah.
So luckily he had tights that he never worn or anything like that.
Right.
So he gave me his tights for the night.
Oh shoot! Here we go.
But the only thing is that it had his name on the back. It had Tony Stark.
Well, that just goes into a whole different podcast right there.
So of course, I
own that.
Yeah, I mean that's why I gave him a shout out, because I mean if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to debut. So I came out. I mean, it was wearing blue, black. Luckily, I mean it was small print, but you could still see like where it says strong on there.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, I still have them to this day. Like, hey, I still have those tights.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, those are nostalgia to me. So right. I mean, like I keep them. It was a fun time. But in that Rumble, I mean, stayed in there for, I think, 5 minutes tops. Then mm-hmm. I just got thrown out. Then yeah. From there on was just wrestling.
Those tights should be the traveling tights of wrestling for you now. I mean, you gotta pay it forward, man. When someone new comes out there, tear their stuff.
I mean, anytime anybody needs anything, I mean, luckily I have a spare or something. Like, I usually have spare trunks. I usually have spare tights.
There you go.
Be like, hey, just go ahead and use them. I mean, it's whatever.
Just wash them for me when you're done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's cool. So you go in there for the first time in a Royal, right?
It was like a Royal Rumble.
Right.
Battle Royal.
So, all right. So you're in there. Like I said, you step into the ring for the first time. I mean, do you go automatic, let's go? Or was it a hesitant moment? Or did someone just grab you and just toss you?
It was just go. I mean, go until I stopped. I mean, until I got thrown out. I mean, that's... Luckily, I'm partially like half, not blind, but I can't see. So when I have my glasses off, I can't see anybody.
Right, right.
The only person in front of me. So I'm just going like it, until I'm like, all right, until I get told, hey, get your ass out, bro. Yeah. I'm taking you out. So yeah. It's like, all right,
go just, for it. Just toss me off that way. It's all pretty cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, throw me over, whatever.
Right. That's crazy, bro. That's awesome. So your first official match was like a Royal Rumble that you got tossed in first. Now, through the years that you're doing this, as far as past the your first step in the ring, fortunately was with all your buddies in there kicking the living crap out of each other.
Yeah.
But now moving years forward, a couple of maybe months or weeks forward, when's the first time Sean gets his first official debut on his own in the ring?
That was a while until because after I debuted in the Rumble, I started doing a tag team with my brother, Jay Williams. Me and him were called the Smoking Dragons.
That's awesome. That's a badass name.
Yeah. I mean, Double Dragons, all like everything that was like, quotes, you know, maybe it was that brother gimmick type.
Right.
So doing all that stuff, then at the moment where I was able to do a singles run of just Sean Jones mm-hmm. was when I was able to cut him off and join the Renegades of Wrestling, which was with Bandana Joe, which is Abadol Rios and Coven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, from that time, that's where I was able to be like, all right, who is Sean Jones? Well, mm-hmm. Sean Jones is a Renegade now. You know, he's the Renegade Sean Jones.
Right.
Then I was called the Judas of the Renegades because since I portrayed my brother. So, I mean,
there you go.
So I just, you know, Judas, Rebel, all those things have just sticked with me. So, I mean, it's just, you know, just a lifestyle that I just went ahead and adapted.
That's crazy, man. That's pretty cool actually being called not really cool, but being called something to towards Judas itself.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore.
Yeah.
That's a scarlet letter to somebody.
Actually. Yeah. I mean, it is. But it was a fun time. I mean, around that time, getting used to it, you know, actually going out with them to out of town, it was a fun time. I mean, I wouldn't take that back at all. It got to make me learn about the business. Then, so like when I left and came back, mm-hmm. I already knew what to do and how to help like the new guys.
Right.
To go out and travel. I mean, mm-hmm. Almost every weekend I have a carload of them. I mean, it's just a way for me just to give back on mm-hmm. what was given to me in a sense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's always like it's always a fun time to do that.
Yeah. Now take us the name. Rebel Rock, or how I mistaken Sean the Rebel Jones.
I get we talked about it off camera. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I get called Sean the Rebel Jones. I get called Rebel Jones. I'd just be called Rebel Rebel Rock. It's all because again, everything is mostly against me in a way.
Right.
Like, I mean, personal wise, you know, wrestling wise, you know, everybody in a way is. Always tries to overlook me in a way, and mm-hmm. You know, and to not be overlooked, sometimes you have to be a rebel. I mean, again, I mean the rock, of course. I love metal. I love rock. I love mm-hmm. anything that can make me fucking go.
Right.
But like the rebel is more deep down wise is a person not to be overlooked.
You know? Right. Right.
I mean, because again, we have great talent.
So that's how the name resonated.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, because I wanted to come back with a big statement.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen your intro, man. I've seen your intro a couple of times when I've gone to New Breed, and I've seen your intro here with Combat Cold also. And the intro it's intense.
Yeah.
Because you walk in, you're like, you're minding your business, and once you get in that ring, it's like a switch.
Yeah.
It flips on, and you just go.
Yeah.
You just go.
It's, again, there's old videos of me wrestling at the time, Wrestling Revolution. Watching that then what I'm doing now is a very night and day situation.
Right.
Because again, I took that mental time to step away to come back more prepared.
Yeah,
vicious, just not giving a fuck.
Yeah, I got you.
And that's the thing about today. A lot of people care too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just instead of just coming in, hey, I'm here to just fuck shit up, have a good time, and go home. I mean,
just like you did that night, we knocked the crap off Toxico. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, shit has to happen. I mean, shit just has to happen. But yeah, no, it's just that it's that mentality. Like a lot of guys just don't have that anymore.
Right.
That's what I've noticed.
Do you feel now we're coming to the now, a little bit towards the now segment. Do you feel that I know you've wrestled in different promotions?
Yeah.
All right. I know, like I said before, Combat Cult is one of those promotions where it's more of a all balls out.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it's entertaining for everybody, but more like,
I want to say kudos to Eddie, like, yeah. You know, for letting me be a part of Combat Cult to let a different side of me come out.
Right.
I mean, that's where I can actually.
Pretty much all balls out.
Yeah, balls out. I mean, like, I've
gone
down to do things.
The torn up. Yes, you know,
tights, whatever. I mean, fuck it. If it happens, it happens. I mean, it's art, baby.
Right.
So, you know, shout out to Eddie, you know, for letting me be different than other places.
Right.
For letting me, you know, just like. Like this, let me go balls to the walls. I've called out people from Combat. I mean, I called out Barrancho. I called out other guys just to be like, hey, let's fucking go.
Right.
I mean, I lost my title. Again, it's fucking Mooncat and Daniel. But I mean, it was stolen in a way.
Yeah.
Like, Mooncat stole the. I didn't get pinned.
He's a cat.
Yeah. So
they gotta be slick.
Cats are thieves. And cats are horrible. Are the most horrible animals ever. So anybody that wants to talk shit, call now and we can talk about it because cats suck.
They put that on there. That phone number back up there.
But yeah, no. So then that gets stolen from a guy who's not even from here. Who's
right.
Not even from my valley. Like, mm-hmm. like he's from what is it? Probably like 8 hours away. You know, mm-hmm. from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, like Like it, when he comes down, and if Danny beats him, I'm gonna beat the living hell out of Daniel and take that title back.
Right.
Or if Demo ends up keeping it, I mean, I'm gonna end up beating the hell out of me.
Right. Exactly.
So like February 22nd, we have the combat culture.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's Fear for the Reaper. I you know what? I'm not on it. That I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not booked for that show.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm gonna be looking very closely at that match.
Be among the crowd, man. Just really close.
Yeah,
really close.
I mean, I might be in the back, might be in the crowd, might be in the damn rafters, as they call it.
Right.
I mean, I might be even underneath the ring. I mean, I'm going to get back my best friend. And no, Martin, it's not going to be that stupid toxical. It's going to be my best friend, which is Lil South.
There you go.
Hey, that's going to be coming back to me.
I got you.
And I'm going to be the best champion again for Combat Cult.
That's awesome, man. Now, speaking of Combat Cult itself, the opponents that you, the roster itself, it's a hefty roster. Mm-hmm. So far that you've been wrestling in that promotion, who do you say is one of the most, I'm not going to say toughest, but difficult?
Hands down, I would say Mo and Lou. I have wrestled both of them, and hands down, most toughest group of guys I've wrestled with, but I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I come home, like, shaking after, like, just because of the injuries that I probably have. Right. I mean, it's that brutalness that what keeps me alive in a way.
Right.
I mean, I've told them multiple times when I see them, it's like, we're going to go one-on-one. I don't care who it is. Like, we're going at it again.
Right.
I mean, it's fun. Then I haven't stepped in with, but I mean, stepping in with Brick, I'm just looking at the sucker.
Dude.
I mean,
I've seen pictures on him, man.
He's a beast. I mean, just on
social media, just looking at him, bro. Yeah, like, I would not want to be in an alley with this guy, so, man. I mean,
you know, kudos to, you know, my gun club, gun gang, Chris Austin. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with not once, I believe, twice.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I mean, like, they, like, he has felt good. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been one tough
dude. Tough. Oh, big, by the way, big shout outs to Mo and Lou. Yeah, Bob, sorry. Mo and Lou, man. We're supposed to have him on the podcast. Unfortunately, our invite for our online interview, video interview, wasn't working. We are going to schedule them hopefully for next month to come to get them on video and have that interview, man. But yeah, big shout out. Thank you for understanding, guys. Appreciate it. But yeah, man, that's crazy that you, I mean, going and you're talking about the, what's it called, this gun?
The gun gang?
The gun gang.
Gun gang with Chris Austin and DTF Downtown Felix.
Yes, I've been hearing a lot about that. We talked about that earlier, where you were saying that it's in different promotions that you guys are kind of scattered in right now.
Yeah.
But not saying when, not saying down the line in the future, it just might happen to something like maybe like an invasion or something, or
I mean we're everywhere. Let's just put it that way. We're
okay.
Everywhere.
Okay.
So I mean, if one person's at a combat show, we're there. We're at a Newbury show, we're there. We're at a Fortuna show, we're there. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Even a PLP show. I mean, like, just it does not matter what promotion, as long as you have the Rebel Rock, you have DTF, mm-hmm. you have the Dream Killing. I mean, as long as you have one of us booked on your show, Gun Gang's there.
Damn, dude. I'm kind of scared. I'm going to have to figure out how I get all three of you guys here on one show.
We can make it happen.
We'll figure it out. We
can cause some shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull some strings from a couple of people here and see if we can get them all nominated here. Hold on one second. I got something here. I think somebody might have called in.
Somebody's actually going to call in.
Let me see. I'll find out right now. I just got my phone just went off. No. Like always scared to call in. But before we continue, I got a shout out to my sponsors here. Give me one second. I'll be right back with you. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to Casas de Reyes, guys. These guys right here, building dreams without breaking the bank. Looking to build a new home.
Casa de Reyes is a trusted residential contractor, guys, while also keeping your pocketbook in mind. They believe great homes shouldn't come with a financial stress, honest work, fair pricing, and solid results. These guys are great, down-to-earth people, man, a great family. Sometimes you want to get a new home built, these are the guys you want to give them a call. Give them a call at 956-376-8372. Remember, Casa de Reyes, where quality meets affordability. Yes, man. Also, another big shout out to another great sponsor of ours that are constantly helping us out for I believe it's going on 2 years already with these guys. And then I'll introduce them like this: one name, two strengths. When it's time to transform your space, your home, your business, or your future, there's one name you can trust. That's Anoris Construction. Give them a call, 956-363-7195. From renovation, remodels, commercial, residential projects, Anoris Construction brings vision, craftsmanship, and care by turning your ideas in your space into something you're proud to walk in every single day. But no one else to forget, when the job demands strength, precision, and for a foundation to last, these guys have it all, man. This is what I'm talking about right here. You want to talk to these guys. This is, hold on, give me one second. I lost my spacer. that's what you call Anoris Concrete Solution. That's where it takes over. From slabs to foundations to commercial residential concrete work, Anoris Concrete Solution is built for durability, reliability, and results. One company, two divisions, two emotions, Anoris Construction, where ideas become reality, and Anoris Concrete Solutions, where strength begins from the ground up. Build it right, build it strong, build it with Anoris Construction, guys. And last but not least, this guy right here, if you guys are looking to get some ink work done, inked and saved, Freddie Hunt is the man, dude. You want to go out there. He does great work. He did do my custom tattoo with my Dragon Ball Z with me and my son. This guy is amazing. He has church open to the public on a Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday nights. If you're not doing anything that you should be doing, you want to go hear the word, head out there, talk to Freddie, let him know what you need. He's a great guy, man. These guys are always on the ball and real good with their customers, man. But coming back to Mr. Sean here, we're talking about what's to come further down the line with Combat Cult. You said there you were, your next match won't be until February, you said?
No, the 22nd?
Or, I'm sorry.
I don't know when. I don't know when, but I don't know when I'll be getting booked for combat. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be at a future date. I'm pretty sure next month or a couple of months. But this show that's coming up, Fear the Reaper, for Combat Cult, it's going to be February 22nd at the Sino Ray in McAllen, Texas. Oops, that one, I'm going to be very closely watching, which is going to be the South Texas Combat Cult champion. Mm-hmm. So that's the title that I lost, Little South.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch that one very closely. That one's going to be with Demo versus Daddy Daniels.
Okay. Yeah. Any words for the actual person who took your loving title? I mean, I'll give you the floor if you really want to lose.
I mean, if you've been watching on Facebook, I mean, I've been going at it with Demo for a while. We were supposed to have a match probably last year or the year before, and he never showed. So coming in now, taking my title and taking it back to the Dallas area, that doesn't fly with me. So Demo, like, again, I'm going to be watching very closely. I might be in the back. I might be sitting in the fans area. I might sit in the rafters. I might even be underneath the ring. I mean, you better be watching your back. And I don't care if you have an army or anything like that. I mean, I'm a one man gang, baby. Though I have the gun gang, I'm also a one man gang. So I mean, you're just holding my baby for a while.
It sounds like you have one locked in the chamber already, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I've always had one in the chamber. Always.
Ready to go. Let's do this, man. So let me ask you, Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, if you had a choice to build your own Mount Rushmore of wrestlers from any time, it could be either someone local, it could be, people that are right now passed away wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your Mount Rushmore, man?
Of course, I got to add Terry Funk up in there. Stan Hansen, those guys, Rob Van Dam, Austin. Then I think for the last one is Jericho.
Jericho.
Just because he can reinvent himself like from decade after decade. After
decade. Yeah, no kidding, dude.
That has to be up on your
that threshold. Name has been floating around like crazy, bro. Yes. I've seen the reports. I've gone in. I've nosedived into where he's at. Supposedly, he is still signed with AEW. Yeah. He is on the roster.
Too, yeah.
But there's a no-show. He's not there.
He was holding the company down as soon as it started. So, right. To want them back more, and you gotta forget about them.
Right.
So you have to leave.
Right.
For them to want them back, you like, because again, now we're talking about them.
Right.
We're talking about, oh, is he showing up here? Is he showing up?
Yeah.
He's just chilling at home doing his podcast, doing his things. And he's like, guys, I'm coming when I want to come back.
Because you're seeing all these retirements happening, bro, left and right. And you're like,
I don't think Jericho won't retire.
No, I don't think he's retired too soon.
Again, he has the passion. I mean, if he wanted to, he could have done it a long time ago.
Right.
He doesn't need to do any other things to make him a GOAT status. But it's just what he is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's already imprinted on him from day one, bro. The guy's amazing. Especially the whole list game. I love the list.
The list was amazing. There was an action figure, the Mattel action figure of Jericho, where you flipped it around, it had everything on that list. And, like, the figure had him with the list and the pin and everything. Right. You flipped it on the back. Yeah. It had everything. Like, Dean Ambrose had goat face guy, which is with Daniel Bryan. It had Kevin Owens and it had a scratched off. No, he's my best friend.
Right,
like,
right.
It was just like stupid stuff.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's awesome, dude. Let's go. Let's dive deep into Sean here. One of the craziest matches that you've ever had that still sits at number one in your bookcase, something that's on your bookcase, on your mantle, that you say, this was the match I have yet to top.
Let me see. I had a couple. I mean, usually the ones that I had funds were most of the Toxic were coming back. Back in the day when I was with the Renegades, we did hardcore match. It was for the tag team titles.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we were acting like the Freebirds. So we had the Freebird world.
Okay.
All three of us were in the match.
Right.
I mean, it was just a hectic, like, just balls off the wall. Like, we went to tables. I ended up gashing through the back of my skull.
Oh my god!
Like, it was just one of those like mayhem, like just drafts. If you
say. Everything goes pretty
everything
much.
Everything goes. It was a bit at the time. It was against Khan and Khan Hawk and Colt Caliber. Me and the Renegades versus Tony Strong and Lala. That was a hectic one. Mm-hmm. Recent wise, I had some with Kiki Caballero over at Combat. I mean, me and him, we used to go balls to the walls.
Right.
Toxico coming back as well. You know, me and him had some fun. But I mean, I'm also still waiting for to have that banger going crazy.
Worst one that you said, Jesus, never speak of this again. Besides the torn tights, yeah, I would think so. But no, the worst one that you said, God, never again will this happen.
Shit. I mean, I'm trying to think because maybe back when I went to go wrestle in Laredo, was back over for a company called LWA.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that was a long time ago. But at the same time, I was green. I was green as grass.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, in both ways, it was 50-50 where I was like, all right, this kid sucked. I said, I mean, let's just not talk about it. Let's not see it. I don't care. Let's just move on.
Right. Was it something like a miscommunication in the ring, or there was no chemistry?
No chemistry with it. I mean, it was simple. Like, I know the kid wanted to do so much, but again, like, it's better to do less than more.
Mm-hmm.
to get the crowd with you. So me being the heel, I was doing more of my heelish shit, which is at the time wasn't really, you know, beat the shit out of them as much, but
right.
Just more of, doing holds, getting with the crowd, doing all that stuff.
Right.
And in Laredo, it's more lucha quick at the time. I didn't really, wasn't functioning with lucha as much. Mm-hmm. So it was just that little chemistry where I needed to learn more on doing lucha than the guy needed to work on his American style. So it was just that little mix up.
Most gruesome match you've had to, I mean, a bloody mess that you would say is like, dude, this one was.
There was that one I just mentioned with the tag team. It was at like the Hardcore Horror Show. Mm-hmm. That one.
How was the gashing of the head? What happened?
Take it was a cookie that. Sheet. So when he hit me once, it slightly connected, and then when he hit me again, I guess it folded in a way. So the pointy end gashed and made a nice smiley face. So like whenever I shave my head, like you'll see a big smiley face in the back of my head.
Oh my god.
I never got that healed. Well, I mean, it healed on its own. Never got it stitched up. Never went to a hospital. I just went home, and my girlfriend at the time, she did was put needles sworn, wrapped it. And, I mean, it was just like I stayed up probably until like 3. I slept, then I had to drive to go to another town to go wrestle.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it was just like, yeah, I probably should have called out, but I was like, no, I mean, like, I'm an idiot, so I'm going to drive out.
I think just for further reference on something like that, later down the line, if one day you decide to go bold, I'm just throwing it out there. I think you should get that scar tattooed with a smiley face on it.
I mean, yeah, I can do the whole Bam Bam Bigelow and just get the whole thing tatted on the skin. I can do what he does with his little dumb paint.
That's crazy, dude. My God, I can only imagine how much blood loss that was, especially coming from the head.
Luckily, like, I was still coherent, so, I mean, I wasn't really, like, knocked out or anything like that. It was just, like...
Well, the adrenaline.
Yeah, I was like, all right, okay, how can we make the stop? that's all I was worried about. I was like, all right, how can we make the stop leading?
Can I have 4 band-aids, please?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they had to look for something to just wrap it around my head. I mean,
that is crazy. Deal. You mentioned wife or girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
When you have those special someone's watching you at your match, your mom. If your mom's ever gone to your matches?
She used to. Yeah. She used to.
She used to.
Yeah, she used to. She would freak out once in a while. I mean, she would, like, again, I'm physically getting hurt. So, I mean, this isn't ballet.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's real. I mean, like I told you off camera, like, I just went to a chiropractor today.
Yes, I mean, tell us a little bit about that. I know you're going to want that. Bring that up.
So, I mean, I've been, I kind of have been like a little hurting here and there. So I went to a chiropractor today, and like he just legit told me, he's like, "Well, your pelvis is out of place. It's shifted." And I'm like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "Let's go ahead and fix it up." So luckily he was able to readjust me. That I mean, I feel much straighter than I, like, well, I guess much taller than I had in the last couple of days.
Jesus, man.
So I have a little bit of, like, the soreness, but, I mean, I should be fine by tomorrow.
What'd you do, Doc? You put a Lego in there and straighten me out?
No shit. I mean, like, he took my neck. You're like, dude. Just, I mean, he went balls to the walls.
I see video of that, bro. I mean, it looks...
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes I self crack myself, but I mean, it's just like, I'd rather have like a professional.
Right. I've seen the pull where they put that thing around your neck and they pull your spine out. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for that, get over here to work, you know?
And all you hear is, they're like, oh, I'm dying.
They go pick you up like Sub-Zero, takes off the freaking head and stuff. That's crazy, bro. That's nuts. Now, so far, you've been in so many promotions. I don't want to put any promotion on the spot, say which is the best, which is not, because I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to put you at that situation.
Oh, I was getting put in spots.
No, not this time. No, because I don't think it's fair, because all the promotions that are here, they're great.
That's why, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, every promotion is unique. I mean, there's, you know, there's guys who love storytelling, there's guys who love matches. There's guys who want you to do this while guys want you to do this. So, I mean, it's a, again, like, new breed combat night and day. New Breed were more family friend, more entertainment wise. While while combat is just like, let's go. Like, I mean, you know, if you have kids, guard their eyes. I mean, cover their damn ears. Because
the splash zone, that's where we want to be.
Yeah, like, I mean, you don't like. I mean, if you're really going to be offended, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, just don't go. Like, don't go to combat. Like, none of that stuff. Because we do at combat, we do go balls to the walls. Mm-hmm. We do have the profanity, which, I mean, we're all grown ups. I mean, kids say bad words every day. So, I mean, it is what it fucking is. I mean, right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but in at New Breed, we do keep it more family friendly, more PG, where we do focus on the storytelling, where guys do know where they need to be, what they need to do, because again, like I said it numerous times, you know, the fans do pay their money to see good things.
Yeah, exactly. Like
they spend hard earned to go spend a couple hours just to watch some good times. So, you know, good wrestling, you know, people talking shit to each other, fan interaction. So, I mean, like everybody wants that in a way. So, no, I can't shine down any company. I can't really say anything bad. I mean, it's always been fun. I mean, this is, at the end of the day, this is my job. Like, I do get paid for this. I don't just say, hey, you know, I'm just here for shits and giggles. No, I get paid for this. So, I mean, again, it's awesome for every company that I work for.
It's cool, man, because I mean, like I said, I have seen your intro. I've seen a couple of your matches. I actually got the honor to commentate one with your buddies, the 9.56 guys, man. Andy's a treat to be on the Andy podcast. And seeing those matches, bro, they're fun to watch, bro. They're fun to watch because I've seen you go all ball. There's a couple of them where I've seen you on both brands where you just go all balls out. You don't care. You're there to do a job, and you bring the entertainment to the fans, and they love it. And you can hear a couple of them yelling your name when you're up there.
Oh yeah, and it's awesome. It's awesome, but again, I'm alone. I'm more of like, hey, I know that I'm good. Like, it's fine to cheer for me.
Right.
You gotta remember. I mean, I don't. You guys weren't there. The fans weren't there until I started whooping ass.
Right.
So, I mean, like,
would you consider yourself a heel or a face?
The way you see, I get that question a lot. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's a tell of a coin. It depends how I wake up in the morning. If I want to whoop somebody's ass, all right. Well, I'm whooping somebody's ass.
It's like a heads that win, tails you lose. My kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like it depends on how the rebel feels that day.
Right.
So if he feels, you know, I won't do that much. Okay, I won't be that Bruce. But hey, if it caught me on a bad day, I mean.
So basically, if we see you somewhere, you're drinking a beer. You're like, okay, it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. You see you walk around having a bowl of ice cream. You say, what? It's a good day.
It's an all right day. It's a sensational day.
And you go, and then you see him walking around with a six pack. It's a great day.
Right? Shout out to Ultra. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, it's nuts, dude. So now we can. I know we were talking about the gang. The gun gang. The gun gang.
Yeah.
We're talking about them. Now, what is the – how did that accumulate? How did that form?
We've noticed a lot of new people coming in, a lot of newbies, a lot of guys who think that they're hot shit. So, I mean, you know, at the time, you know, Austin and Felix, they were already kind of a group. Mm-hmm. You know, and they just noticed me, you know, by myself, in the Phantom Zone, just walking around doing nothing, just look, I guess, being pissed off because other guys are getting opportunities and stuff.
A guy who's
been here long enough who actually can out wrestle half these people. So I mean, you have a guy just walking around not doing anything. They came up to approach me saying, hey, you know, You know, they approached me in the middle of the ring. They called me out. They approached me, said, "Hey, you know, they've seen me walking around kind of doing nothing. Well, let's change that. Let's take back what we are, which is Beast, you know." Mm-hmm. So again, we take before we ask questions. So I mean, we have guys, which is Felix, which is the Grand Warrior at New Breed. Mm-hmm. You have Chris Austin, who is the Citrus champion and the crown of Futuna. Then me, of course, former. I was a former South Texas champion and mm-hmm. a former Russell Shaw tag team champion.
Right.
So that's out of state. I mean, out of town. I'm sorry. So I mean, that proves the hardship that's in this group. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yet we get set aside a lot, which makes no sense. You know.
I got you.
So that's why we decided to form and change up the game here.
That's interesting. I understand it was pretty much a unity between a couple of us, and hey, we're tired of being unseen. Now let's show you that we're here.
Yeah,
pretty much what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. And has anybody else tried to approach to be in this unity, or these have to be selected by you guys?
Not yet, but we have somebody in mind. That's all I can say. That there is somebody that's around us that we can't say at the moment.
Now, all right. So next thing, I'm going to take you back to, I think it was in October, where we, oh, shit, there's somebody texting. Don't worry about it. They haven't called yet, so don't worry about it. I don't think Martin will have the balls to call neither. But because we're going to talk about his boy. Mm-hmm. That in particular night, while we're doing the interview, you came in. Was this planned, or was just something you knew where he was going to be at? You knew you had eyes at him already, or how was it that you?
I had a buddy who messaged me saying that where his whereabouts were. So right. That's all I
want to know that buddy's number, dude, because yeah. That's totally
cool. I just got told, hey, he's here. This is where it's at. There's that record that I don't like him, and vice versa, he doesn't like me. Don't give a shit. So I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if he comes in right now, I'll beat his ass. Right, I'll beat his ass again.
Right there on the wall, he says, "My son, love you, mom."
Who?
That's your mom.
Is that the rebel mom?
That's the rebel mom.
Rebel mom. Yes. The rebel mom. Yes. Reached out to me. Well, love you too, mom. love you, rebel mother.
You raised a great boy, a rebel, but a great boy. Turned to a strong man. But that's all. Yeah, man, it kind of freaked me. My brother freaked out when you came in. He's like, "What the?" I just saw him fall to the ground. My cameras went out of whack. I tried to focus in as much as I could while the beatdown was going down, which was, by the way, thank you for the amazing footage. gold. my brother was. Like I said, man, he's
terrified. I saw him for like a second, and I think I saw a little bit of tears.
He popped up and he goes, "Did we get him?"
Yeah. I think I've heard that. I had to rewatch it, and I think he said, "Did we get him?" I'm like, "Who did you guys love before?" I mean, God, buddy.
If you guys haven't seen that episode, that was like one of the craziest episodes ever in our podcast, besides Frank the Tank shooting a load on the shoe. That's a whole different story. And no pun taken on that.
After hours?
Yeah, it was after hours. We got it on camera. Had the Prince theme on it. Yeah, man, it was crazy. Oh, she's laughing and she's sending hearts to everybody.
Good.
There you go. That's Rebel Mom right there. So, and all in all, so far in your career, what would you rate yourself, bro? I mean, you're an incoming fan. They see you for the first time. How would you rate yourself up there? Well, I mean, and be honest about
it. No, I'm going to be honest. I would be a 10. No, it's not a 10. I'm not going to lie. The style that I've changed up a lot. So, I mean, that would be like a hard 7, 8. Like just good enough where a fan can come up to be like, "Good shit. That's good shit.
Right.
I believe the fuck out of you." Because I do get that. I get that a lot, which I love. I mean, because again, like sometimes real shit is real. I mean, it's good shit. It's like, I mean, have you seen guys on their, have you seen the guy's chest after they leave their match?
Yes, I have.
I mean, I mean, this baby right here is real. And so
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Those chops, bro. They're wow. They're intense. They're intense.
Yeah. I mean, that's I take them. So I mean, why not deliver?
And you know, I've heard so far of all the events that I've gone to, I've seen quite a few chops being given, and I at first. Hearing Felix for the first time give out a chop, sweet Jesus, that thing echoed.
The best one that I've done was to Mooncat, was at the Citrus Live when I was going against Beyonce as well.
Okay,
that was probably the most loudest I've ever done it, with the acoustics just
yes, beautifully. I'm gonna say, especially with the acoustics, bro. Yeah. That's crazy. That thing echoes, bro. Yeah, it echoes.
And it's funny because last week, Felix mentioned he beat the living crap out of that 12-year-old kid. What's the name? Azul Frego or Dago or I don't know, some little kid. after we were celebrating, I mean, I did not know that I chopped the living shit out of his chest because of the celebration. We're excited, right. And we ended up getting in the back. Ends up having two handprints on his chest.
Oh
and,
my god!
And I looked at him. I'm like, "Where'd you get those?" He looked at me. He's like, "You did that, bro." And I'm like, "You got." It's like. You got me really good, brother. I'm like, hey, man, you won, we all win. So I mean,
you're celebration, welcome, baby.
I was like, it's a celebration, celebration chop.
It's an imprint you'll last forever.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Make sure I don't celebrate with you guys anytime soon. I like my plain chest just fine the way it is right now. But yeah, dude, I've heard you chop quite a few people, and they do resonate. I mean, I've seen the overhand, and I believe you go across.
I did the nine-inch chops.
Yeah.
I did the Ricky Steamboat.
The
Ric Flair chops. The ones that – so I tell people I go for sound, not hardness. But, I mean, the way you get sound is you have to go as hard as you can.
Yeah, and I've going back to professional, going to professional wrestling also, I've heard stories from Chelsea Green when she had the match against Pinta.
Yeah.
And when they wrestled underground.
Probably most of the safest chops, but I mean, I'm pretty sure they're brutal.
Yeah. And she says it was loud enough and hard enough, but the most safest chop I've ever received. And I've seen that match, I think, like, five times.
Yeah, it's just bro, I mean, the things that Chelsea Green can do is amazing.
I think they are holding that talent back too far. They
need to release her. I mean it's been thrown around. I mean, you've read the sheets as well as some people would say, like, they're holding her down. But I mean, like, she's happy. The thing is, if she's happy what she's doing,
right,
and she's still getting that publicity, I think she's out now because she broke her ankle.
Yeah, something with an ankle,
But, I mean, like, just think of the pop when she comes back. I mean, when she comes back, it's going to push her to amazing.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. I mean, I've seen that match, I don't know how many times, and Penta has this wicked chop wicked on her, man. I'm like, Jesus
even his Christ. Brother, even Ray Phoenix, too, bro.
Yes.
The time that they would wrestle down here for Lucha Company, I mean, they live in person, bro. Same shit. Just live, just loud, loud.
That's crazy. And one more. I mean, we're 57 minutes into the podcast. I'm going to give you one more last question here. The grand finale question. Nice. If Sean, the Rebel, I'll call you the Rebel, Rebel Jones, was not wrestling at the moment, and his life took a detour, what would he be doing right now as we speak?
I mean, what I'm probably doing now, I mean, so when I wasn't wrestling for a while, I was doing jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that every so often to just to get that adrenaline rush out of my system. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff. So I'll probably be going back to do that. If not, just taking care of my fam. I mean, my family here and there, what I've been doing for my whole entire life. Just
other than wrestling, was there any other hobby that you would have followed?
I did do a little bit of, did play a little music, played a little bit of punk bands here and there, played
there
a bass guitar here and there.
There you go. There you go.
So, I would probably be doing rock band, doing some, you know, rock band stuff, to, going to downtown McAllen.
It suits you. It suits you, Sean.
I've been told, like, I know how to, like, I can't say I'm really good at the bass, but I mean, like, I can dabble where it's like, all right, I can pass through.
There you
I
go.
Can be like fucking Hulk Hogan saying that, oh, I played for Metallica.
There you go. There you go. So, any words of wisdom from the rock rebel Sean Jones for your fans out here that are watching tonight? Any last words for you, buddy?
I mean, just live life, man. I mean, because again, we only have one, so I mean, do what you want to do passion wise. Like, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm hurting myself every freaking weekend, so I mean, it's the passion, the heart that I have for this business, where I want to show the younger generation of this, of the Valley, or just any guys that I meet in general, that, I mean, the passion that you love, the things that you do for the for a business or a hobby, whatever, it will treat you back with that same respect. Well, so, yeah, no, that's mostly what I like to say.
Well said. Guys, if you are looking at that screen right now, there's a QR code right there. Click on that bad boy right there. That'll take you to everything Sean is doing, where he's going to be promoting, where he'll be wrestling. You know, stick to him. Follow him on Facebook. Social medias, man. Tell us all your socials.
So, social media-wise, Instagram is going to be Rebel Rock Sean Jones. Of course, my Facebook is going to be my real name, which is going to be Sean Ayala. I use both. Rebel Jones is mostly from here to San Antonio, whatever, Austin, Houston, that I get called Sean Ayala over there. So I got some big shows coming up in this month, which is going to be on the 21st of February. I'm going to Laredo for Battle House Promotions. The 27th, it's going to be at the Citrus All-Pro Wrestling, which is going to be in Edinburgh as well. Then I have Local Underground. So I'll be debuting for Local Underground in Houston.
That's
for
awesome.
their local one-night stand. So that's going to be pretty awesome, and it's going to be very, very hectic.
That's awesome, bro. That's good that you're spreading your wings, not just here in the RGV, but north of south and west.
I've been told not once, but multiple times, the best way to promote yourself is to get out.
There you go.
Is to get out, go, and show people what you can do. Again, the Valley guys here, and again, this is all to everybody, we have great talent that needs to be shown everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys do the moves, it would work.
There you go. Sean, all I can say from my end and from Chu and myself, we'll say, man, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Great at what you do. You know, the talent, the sportsman talent you have in there, the entertainment you give the fans, it's something to watch.
Thank you.
And it's something that brings back the old school stuff when back in the day, used to watch Stone Cold walk into the freaking building, didn't give a rat's ass about anybody else but himself, and you know, I'm kicking everybody's ass, and if they were in my way, you're just another brick in the wall that got knocked down. No offense, Brick. No offense. But
he said it, Brick, not me.
Brick, it was a misunderstanding. Oh, great. I'm on the hit list. You just make the list. But all I can say, man, nothing but promise uphill battles for you, man, and get up to the mountaintop. And when you're up there, make sure you scream your name out so it can be heard from time after time, all the way through, man.
God bless you, bro.
Hopefully everything works out for you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight with Mr. Sean Jones. Blessing us here on the podcast. And thank God he didn't kick anybody's ass. I'm pretty sure if Chu, my brother here, probably would have gone through one of the tables or gone on the couch.
I would have hurt him.
Yeah, he would have hurt him, yeah. Yes, thank you, Miss Rebel. Yes, awesome show. Thank you so much for tuning in. But all I can say is, wait a minute. Before we go, I know I had said I have a Mo and a Lou for next month. I'm pretty sure it'll be up and running. But you have the opportunity right now, Sean, to nominate somebody to come in, not in March, but for April, for Combat Cult. Who would you like to nominate?
Oh, man, there's so many guys. You how about this? Like, how does that be one person?
Well, this is where you have the chance to what we were talking about. Yes.
This is why. So how about this? How about instead of one, we'll do three.
All right.
We'll do a three-man group. And what I'm thinking on having the Gun Gang.
Here we go.
DTF and Chris Austin up here with
me. There you go. You've heard it first here on Chewy Do Podcast. We will have the Gun Gang in the podcast in April. So write that on your schedule. Get that going. I'll take out the details for you so you can have that up and running. We have them in it, and it's been nominated. Austin, Felix, you've been called out. You got to come in. Once again, thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate you having here, man.
No problem. Thank
you. Guys, we will tune in next week. We have 3Bet Productions coming in. That's their turn to come in. Fernie will be back because he has a story to tell us about a church bus where he had, I think he said Rey Mysterio, Penta, Octagon, Phoenix, all these luchadores traveling in the school bus going to an out of town. He says he has tons of stories for us. So next week, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. You're going to want to tune in for this crazy story he's going to tell us. 3Bet Productions, you're on deck. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. I appreciate every single one. Big shout out to our sponsors once again. Thank you for helping us keep the lights on. And like always, guys, ladies, guys, peace out. We'll be right back.